gentlemen, let's get ready for Face Off!
Y'all ready for this?
That's right. Let's get ready for Face Off, your face-to-face web technology podcast. I am one of your esteemed hosts, Jade Robbins.
And I am Mark Sanborn.
My esteemed colleague.
The other, I couldn't think of anything better than esteemed, so I'm just going to have to.
Well, either way, this is our centennial Face Off episode. That is right. 100 episodes of Face Off pumping into your ears, surging every day.
Feel the surge.
It's hard to make, you know, like a web technology podcast sound, you know, super intense, like it's a web technology, you know, tsunami coming at you every week. But here we are at episode 100. So we had our special intro that we're gonna play for you guys. Actually, that's the funny part about that. I can't remember if we used it in another episode or not, but we recorded that a long time ago when we first started doing the show. We were playing around with the mixer, and we found that there's this echo that kind of sounded like the guy that would, you know, do like the Let's Get Ready to Rumble. So we were just messing around, recorded that whole little intro about Let's Get Ready for Face Off. That was, you know, that was many episodes ago. So one thing I did want to talk about, which is funny, because I used to watch a podcast called The Totally Rad Show. I don't really watch it much anymore. But I remember when they did their 100th episode, and it was funny hearing them talk because they said, you know, when we first started doing this show, I remember when we were talking about episode numbers, we always said put three numbers, because you never know if, you know, you really hope to get to at least 100 and maybe beyond. But, you know, like putting enough spaces for 1,000 episodes, that's kind of, you know, that's like stretching it. By then, you can probably change your numbering system, whatever. But, you know, we kind of did the same thing. I remember putting the, you know, make sure we had three spots for the number.
In the file name or?
Yeah.
Like on the, just everywhere.
Yeah. Did we, you know, actually, I'm wondering if we do that now because. But that's the thing is, anyways, when you start this sort of stuff,
we have a zero.
Okay, because I thought, wow, that'd be one heck of an intro if I talked about that for that long and we didn't actually do it. But yeah, so we have, you know, three numbers because you think when you get to 100, then it'll pay off. And so here we are, our 100th episode. I'm proud to say we haven't missed a beat, haven't missed one episode through holidays. You know, family issues, all kinds of work, all kinds of crazy stuff. We stuck through it, made every single episode. Been late maybe like one or two times, usually due to some sort of disaster or scheduling mishap in WordPress. But here we are, Mark. Are you super pumped?
Yeah, I'm pumped because you know, we haven't missed a single episode in the 100 episodes. Even like you said, we've had, you know, anywhere from, you know, having to record it three times in one night to, oh yeah, we got it all recorded and ready to go, but we forgot to save it or just some kind of a mishap. Most of the mishaps have, we've worked around those and figured out ways to get around, you know, to save them, to back them up, to make sure we don't save over the network to some drive that's going to be slow and cause problems.
Hey now. These all sound like mistakes I made. That's okay, but I'm gonna sit here and think about something you did wrong. So keep going, keep talking.
This is probably one of the most steady streams of content that I've put out. I've done blogging and stuff before, but you know, this is every single week. We can say we've done this for 100 weeks because we never missed a week.
Yeah. What's funny is like these milestones, they kind of like snowball together, and we kind of picked the I would say like the worst time to have our 100th episode, if there is a worst time. But so remember when we started and we got to, you know, 50 episodes, like, so you're like, yay, episode 50, ooh, we made 50 episodes. And then like 2 weeks later you're like, yay, we've done it for a year. All right. Yeah. And it's kind of like that now. It's like we're, yay, episode 100, but then in like, it's like, oh, we should have done like a Christmas episode, and then it's like our yearly recap right after that, and then it's 2 years. It's like kind of right in a row. So it's kind of funny, but I don't know.
So we're probably going to, I mean, this is kind of going to be a Christmassy episode. I don't know. Are we going to do a year in reflection type after the new year.
You know, every podcast does. It's kind of like that. Yeah. It's kind of like you get a couple weeks during the holidays to kind of get a free pass and say, hey, you know, I'm going to go take care of my family and hang out and stuff.
And we deserve a free pass. We've been doing this straight 100 weeks, bringing you great content on things like message queues and and backing up stuff and Memcache and Ruby and frameworks.
So
all kinds of good stuff.
I thought one of the first things that we could do talk about is sort of some of our favorite things that have happened in the past 100 episodes. Keep them pretty short and sweet. Some of my, you know, I've written down some of my ideas. So we kind of one thing that had happened in 100 episodes is we kind of got a show format that we felt comfortable with. We started with an hour episode. We cut it down to a half an hour. Now we have, you know, four or five segments that we do regularly that we feel pretty comfortable with, and I think they're pretty useful. So, you know, at the beginning of every episode, we do a news and follow-up. And as much as we've talked about tech news and stuff during this year, I think my favorite news and follow-up was that we got kitties.
We did get kitties.
You know,
I like my kitty.
I haven't had, like, since, I guess, this is where it's funny, right? Since I, quote-unquote, became an adult, I haven't had, like, a real pet. I mean, we had, I think, pet rats and then, you know, fish and stuff, but, like, a kitty is like a real pet, and I don't know about you, my cat is neurotic. Like, he is the craziest cat in the world. Like, for some reason, when you come over, he hates you. He just looks at you and hisses constantly.
It's kind of a strange thing, because he'll let me pet him for, like, I don't know, 30 seconds before he realizes, like, hey, I don't like this guy, and then he starts hissing at me. It's so strange. Yeah,
absolutely. And your cat is just starved for affection. He loves anything with a pulse. And
they came from the same, like, litter,
yeah,
which is weird because they're, like, kind of opposites.
They were brothers.
I joke around that Jade got his cat from the pet cemetery because he likes to hiss at people.
True.
Anyways.
You know, some other, you know, I guess let's talk about the general trend. The general trend of news and follow-ups. There's always lots of acquisitions and then lots of, I mean, what I found in 100 episodes, especially we'll get into the web app section later, is that we ended up doing a lot of follow-ups on websites that were no longer there or new websites offering basically the same service. And that's really what a lot of news and follow-ups were when we were talking about it because, I mean, I don't know. It makes me wonder if we're kind of going to a bubble again because there's acquisitions all over the place. People are paying for web pages that, you know, I look at it and I go, man, I just don't value it at that. I don't understand how they do it. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next 100 years. We'll be sure to cover it and talk about any interesting news that happens in that realm.
Yeah, I mean, since we're a weekly podcast, we can never be breaking any stories or, you know, being up to news. By the time it got to your ears, you'd be like, yeah, well, that's like, you know, last week stuff. So, we try to focus on things that we've talked about, like you said, new web apps or alternatives to the same web apps that we've already talked about.
Right.
In some cases, we do say, like, hey, you know, Google Wave or something's out. And usually it's because it's something we really are interested in, or in that case, it was like we had a lot to say about it.
Right. Yeah, it's not – I mean, it really, if you want, like, just sort of tech news and stuff like that, there's, like, This Week in Tech. There's that – you know, Tom Merritt does, like, daily news ones and stuff like that. You can get that stuff out there. I think the benefit to us is looking at that news, saying what we want to talk about, and having a hopefully a unique or thought-provoking perspective on it for everyone else. I don't know. What was your favorite sort of news and follow-up items of the past 100 episodes?
You know, it's gonna sound kind of funny, but you called the Google Wave thing to speak about, you know, talk about that a little bit. You were like, you know, I'm kind of down on this new technology, which is funny because during that time, there's a lot of people that really thought Wave was really cool, and, you know, nobody really knew what to do with it yet. But I think a lot of people were like, oh man, this Wave thing's really cool, and you were kind of negative about it in a world of people that were positive about it, and it turned out that, you know, it didn't last very long, so.
Yeah, but then it got picked up as an Apache project. I don't know if we ever talked about that in the show, but, like.
Well, that could be a news.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, well, we don't want, you know, people use Wave and we don't like it, but, or I mean, not that. People use Wave, we don't want to see it just disappear, so it actually got accepted as, like, a seeded Apache Foundation project, and they're trying to make, like, a standalone install of it and stuff right now. So people use it. I don't know. I've actually found a couple interesting use cases for it at work when I was sort of basically forced to use it because everyone else was. It's growing on me, but it has such a specific use case. I would never use it for anything else. And, you know, I feel good. I'm not going to say I'm the only person that called it, but, you know, that was my gut instinct on that one. And, you know, what's funny is with a lot of Google stuff, particularly, my gut instinct usually tends to be right. I'm usually wrong about Apple stuff. Like, I remember thinking, like, the iPad, no one's going to want that, you know, or like, who wants a phone made by Apple? That's terrible. And I'm wrong about those. For some reason, I can always usually hit the Google ones.
You know, the other news and follow-ups that I really like are the ones that are kind of personal to, you know, things that we've purchased or talked about. Like, I'm looking at one where I got a Mac, and that's going to be funny to go back and listen to, you know, 6 months from now and be like, you know, what was I thinking? Or, yeah. You know, what brought me to that decision? Also, the e-reader. I've had my e-reader for a week or two weeks maybe now, and I really like that. I think the time is now to get your e-reader.
Jade called that one. Yeah, that's probably the least web technology ish, you know, segment of our show. You know, it's kind of like where people, it's where we talk about ourselves and other stuff. You know, we talk about a lot of our outdoors exploits and stuff like that. So I like that section too. But let us know. I'm curious actually if our listeners think we're doing a good enough job or not. So let us know. All right, let's get into the next thing I want to talk about is our favorite geek tools. This is kind of a segment that hasn't been around for all 100 episodes, that's for sure. I mean, it is kind of funny to watch how the format of our show changed, because do you remember when we used to do hour-long episodes? I mean, first of all, that is a huge, huge drain to prep for. Like, an hour-long episode is really hard to prep for. What you find with half-an-hour episodes, you can get enough content for half an hour. Usually, you go over. But with an hour, it was like we were constantly under, and it was very stressful. And then part of our decision to move to a half an hour was that, plus that, I mean, it made me think, like, if recording it for an hour is that difficult, it's difficult to listen to a ton of podcasts, right? I mean, I listen to, like, Radiolab and you know, This American Life, which are really long, about an hour for their regular episodes. And I love those so much. But I was like, man, if you're just kind of a casual listener, and unless you like super duper love Face Off, an hour is quite a commitment to ask people to sit and listen to web technology about. So I'm glad we made that move. And when we did make that move, we kind of added some new sections and stuff like that. I don't know. What do you think about that whole hour time slot?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly made our jobs easier. You know, a half hour show is not half the work, because from an hour show, it's a lot less than that, because you have to think about the prep time, which takes twice as long or more. You've got to do the post, then you got to work on the blog post, find all the links for everything. We've got to, you know, talk for an hour. If we have a problem where we lose the show, which can happen sometimes, we have to do it again for a whole another hour. But, you know, it's the hour is good sometimes when we have a really good discussion about something. We have, maybe we bring some people on, or we're, you know, we have different segments. But I think the half hour show fits people's schedules more. I don't think we got any negative feedback on that.
Totally.
I think for the most part, I think we heard a few people saying, you know, that was a good switch to go to the half hour. Like you said, if, like, let's say somebody's, you know, maybe they're not into message queues. You know, they're not that far into their development. You know, they're not, their site's not big enough to need a worker queue or something. So they don't want, you know, that person might not want to go want us to go super in depth into that topic, but they still want to, you know, feel like they're watching the show. I think, you know, and that topic is 15 minutes because we have the web apps and the other segments. Yeah. I think 15 minutes, even if you're not super, you know, excited about a certain topic, you're still willing to listen to it. So, but if it was that half hour topic part, you might not want to commit that whole time to learn about something that you may or may not be interested in yet.
Yeah. Well, and what's funny is, like, the whole the web app section, the way that sort of has changed with the recession, because for a while there, it was just, there was so much money being poured out. There's money everywhere, money flying around. And so it was like, you know, it was like there were so many web apps coming out. And then now the pace of new web apps coming out is definitely slowed. I've noticed from researching the show, there used to be you could do an hour-long web app section because of there were these full-featured web apps you could talk about forever. And anymore, a lot of the new web apps that I find when they come out are usually like small, single-purpose things that, you know, aren't quite, you know, the the ground shaker, you know, movers, changers that the old ones used to be. So, anyways, let's get back on topic. Wow, this is that was quite a tangent. The favorite geek tool that we've talked about, I guess I don't even know if it's a favorite geek tool that we talked about is a geek tool, but my favorite geek tool in general is my Droid. I think that this we're heading definitely into the era of smartphones. You know, regular stupid phones aren't even going to be available anymore, I don't think, if my, you know, looking at the Verizon store is any indication. And I think that, you know, mobile internet, it's like it's looking really good and it's getting there, and I'm totally jazzed about it.
Yeah, I am too. I'm on my second Droid now. It's kind of a funny story. I got a somebody in my family was up for a contract and they wanted a Droid, and I thought, well, you don't really need the good one. I'll, you know, swap with you. So, but yeah, no, I mean, I like my Droid, and like you say, that's probably my favorite, you know, geek tool in general. It's made a big change, you know, having internet at your fingertips wherever you're at. You know, like you said, Verizon, I think a lot of people are switching. I see if you just go into a restaurant or something, look around, there's a lot of people on their smartphones now that, you know, just average people are starting to get into that.
Yeah, and I think I almost have to say props to Apple for this. They really changed people's view of the smartphone in general. So. Mm-hmm. So I guess thank you, Apple. I'll say that. Any other geek tools that you particularly fell in love with? You know what's funny about this episode is you find really sort of things that we need to fix on our website. Like I was like, there is not just a listing of all of our geek tools that we've ever done. You know, there isn't just a list of the web apps. You know, I can go to episode, but in general, there isn't just a giant list. And that's, you know, maybe we should fix that.
That's a good point. I'm actually going through episodes right now and trying to find some of the geek tools that I really like.
Well, the e-reader. You sound totally sold on the e-reader now.
Yeah, definitely. I think the e-reader is like the TiVo was back then. I think it's a revolutionary device. I think books will... Well, not all books, I mean, but I think it's revolutionary as far as a reading device. Totally. And like reading goes.
You know, another really good geek tool that we don't talk about a whole lot is it's weird. I mean, we talk about it. I don't use it a ton, but Square is really cool. Like, we ended up using it this weekend, and I used it earlier in the week, which is Square is a little credit card payment thing you can use on your phone that we talked about earlier. It's pretty cool, and the funny part is it has pretty comparable, like, credit card rates.
Yeah, we talked about it before. It's like this little piece of plastic that can read your credit card that you plug into your headphone jack input on your phone, like Android or iPhone or whatever, and you can charge stuff.
Yeah. All right, let's get into our – let's move on. We're taking way longer than we thought we were going to. It's kind of funny. Some of our favorite web apps, one that you put in there is – this is one of those weird ones. Like, is it really a web app? It's more like a web service. I don't know, but – Dropbox, you cannot beat Dropbox. I love Dropbox.
Yeah, I was trying to. I mean, I was. You know, we've talked about literally 100. Well, some of the webs. So we try to have 3 web apps, right?
We usually do 2, but when we did hour long episodes, we did 3 or 4.
So we've at least talked about 200 web apps, really? And of the 200, like Dropbox is the first one to come to mind because I just absolutely love it. But.
Do you know what comes to another one I use and I still do? Mint. I love Mint. For me, it's the way I organize my finances and my finances with my wife. It, you know, in general, you can organize your money without Mint, but that entails basically just logging into your e-banking, you know, your online banking every day and looking at what value you have. Like, you can do amazing, like, planning and trending and looking at, like, what other people are spending on particular categories in your state and stuff. I like Mint. I do feel like maybe they're getting towards the where they're adding features just because they feel like they need to add new features and maybe they should stop and, like, mm-hmm. take a look back because, like, they just added, like, goals and stuff. And it feels like every time I go in, there's more features. And it's kind of like, well, maybe you guys should just slow down a little bit because you don't need to keep adding features all the time. Maybe you should look back at your features you already have and figure out how to improve them or something like that. I feel like they're getting kind of like feature creep, but I love Mint. So go ahead.
Oh, I'm just trying to think of it. There's so many web apps.
There really is. And the one thing you learn is that, and sometimes maybe this is disheartening being in this field and recently releasing like a web app that we're hoping people will pay for, is that a lot of them come and go. In general, I there's a lot of them that aren't around anymore. And this, we talk about it a lot, but I think this whole free internet, you know, everything on the internet is going to be free. I think people are going to start slowing down on that and realizing that there's a cost, or that, you know, good stuff does cost money. Because a lot of the web apps we've seen are ones that were freemium, you know, like here's free feature and here's the paid feature. And a lot of people get really angry when they can't get the free stuff once they're offered, you know. Like when we look at it with our app is you know, hopefully if you like it enough, you'll pay for it right away. And if it doesn't interest you enough to even consider paying for like a month of it, then it probably won't work for you, and that's okay.
A lot of times too, we talk about a web app and it's like, oh, this is really cool, but then I don't end up using it on a daily basis. One example is that is like the Christmas wish list stuff that we've talked about before.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's like, you know, you just, you Google, or you actually, I'll like say, hey Jade, do you remember, you know, what I could use for a Christmas wish list thing? And I was like, oh, never mind. And I log into, or go to Face Off Show and just go through the episode we talked about it, or do a search. And chances are we've talked about an app that does everything you need to do.
Yeah, that's sort of an interesting thing. A lot of people get that. Our buddy Rob says he does that quite a bit. He'll be like, oh man, I need a web app to do this. And like, oh, I think Mark and Jade talked about one that kind of did that. And so he'll get searching the website and put it in there. It's pretty funny. Yeah, the web app section is fun. You know, it's one of those things where I really hope that our listeners, as they do cool stuff and stuff, would send more in. So call out to our listeners if you're working on a cool project or something like that. I cannot guarantee that we'll talk about it on the show, but I'd love to talk about any cool stuff that our listeners are doing, because that's cool. I mean, I think that's, and hopefully if you're listening to the show, you're getting benefit from it and it's helping you, you know, plan and do your next cool web app or venture or whatever you need to do.
Yeah. The other part of the show that I've really enjoyed in the past has been our interviews.
Totally.
And I really hope to do more of them this year. And the next 100 episodes, I want to do a lot more interviews if we can. I know it's hard getting everybody's schedules to do an interview. We have to coordinate it, you know, with me, you, and the interviewee. But I think it really provides a lot of value to our show and our listeners. I think every interview that we've had on the show thus far has gotten great feedback by our listeners. I think they really enjoy the difference of opinions, or maybe more technical knowledge in that field that person has. I want to get some interviews of not only, you know, people that have a specific technology that they're interested in, but also interviews of people that have just been successful and made a web app, or, you know, or maybe they're not successful and maybe they could show us some tips on how they think they failed in their web app, or how they could do better, and just get people on and talk about their web apps.
So I know we made this call before, but I'm going to make that call again. So let us know, send us some feedback as to who you think we should interview. Because especially if we know that you guys want us to interview someone, it gives us a lot more energy to pursue them, because you know, most people are pretty cool about it. We've submitted some requests for interviews and haven't even heard anything back sometimes, and that's a little disheartening. But if you know like a cool person, mover and shaker, you know, in the community or something that isn't being put on, you know, Reddit every day or Hacker News or something, you know, the guy that's just, you know, doing awesome but maybe is kind of in the limelight, let us know. And if they want to talk to us, we want to talk to them, because I think I've gotten so much insight from all of our interviews. They're really excellent. Like, I remember after we talked to Steve Bristol, who was one of my favorite interviews, he had me totally pumped. I was like, yeah, oh man, that's the way to go. Like, that's great. You know, I can't wait to do my own thing and have my own business like he does, and have a company that he is so proud of and he likes, and, you know, and he started, him and Alan Brandt started. And I, you know, totally fired up about that.
Yeah, we've had some great interviews. David Wallace, we got to hear about some of his success and how he does what he does, and that was really interesting. Eric Wendelin, we've had on a few times to talk about Hadoop, something I don't ever get to play with. So it's things like that, you know. So he's got something to share that we don't, you know, we might not know anything about, but our listeners want to hear more about that.
That's, well, like, for example, we never, ever, ever, ever would have done a topic on Hadoop. I can almost say I can guarantee that you and I would never have an instance where we would research and learn Hadoop. Like, I never would have thought about it in a million years. And having someone like Eric come on and talk about it is super helpful. And people like, I mean, like, David Walsh, like, to this day, one of our highest traffic episodes is our interview with David Walsh. People love David Walsh. So yeah, we need to get those guys on the show more. And we need to get some other people on the show. I do want to thank specifically Eric and David for helping us basically learn how to interview people over the internet, which is difficult sometimes because, like, the new version of Skype is really good about echo canceling, but the old one wasn't. And so it was always kind of like this. Especially Eric, I think he would call and I'd spend probably 10 minutes fiddling with wires and stuff to try and get it to work so he could hear us without an echo or really terrible audio quality. So thanks to those guys for working it out with us.
Yeah. It's a good point. I remember the first interview we did, it was he had poor Eric had to listen to himself echoing.
Yeah.
And that's that can be really frustrating when you're trying to talk.
So. Totally. So I guess, you know, that wraps it up. We're getting close. The big thing is, I guess, is thank you. Thank you to everyone who listens to the show. You know, the funny thing is, it's what's cool about this is people, I hope, are listening and getting value out of this. And at the same time, like, we're getting so much out of this ourselves. It's not, we're not making, you know, money off of it. We're not hawking, you know, tons of ads or any stuff like that. We started it really as a learning experience. It's been that ever since, and we love it that way. I mean, it really makes it useful and fun. So I hope you guys are getting the most out of this show as you can. I know Mark and I are. It's crazy. We'll sit and brainstorm what we want to do for a topic for the show, and maybe we'll get some kind of harebrained idea, and then Mark will just go off the deep end and research for like 3 hours straight and get tons of information. Because really this is that's the whole point. We just love getting stuff and learning new things. And this show, gives us the opportunity to do that in a way. I mean, look, it kept us totally consistent for 100 weeks. You know, we've looked up new stuff and broadened our horizons. You can't beat that sort of experience.
Yeah. I've learned so much from the podcast of all the different topics we do. When I get into research mode, I just start going and finding all these different trails, and it leads me to new technologies that I may not have explored before.
Absolutely.
And I look forward to do some more. If you guys have any suggestions on how we can, you know, any topics you want us to do, any, you know, segments you think we could improve on, or any kind of tips for the show, just give us a call, give us a tweet, give us an email, message, whatever, comment. We would be really grateful for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hearing from people who hearing from people who listen to the show adds so much more fuel to the fire. So really, if, let's say the show, you know, is on the edge and you don't really like it, but you keep listening to it, like, you know, let us know, because we hearing anything, you know, it's funny, our buddy Rob, he's probably our most dedicated listener that I know of. He listens to every episode. He always gives us comments about it, you know, verbally. We'll chat with him about it and stuff. So, you know, thanks to him. But really, I'd love to hear more from you guys. I know we say this a lot, but, you know, the more you push to us, the more we'll give back, because you guys are awesome. And if you have a particular moment from the last 100 episodes or anything you enjoy, or even just want to say thank you, whatever, give us a call at 32 Web 2 Tech, 32 Web 2 Tech, and leave us a message. You may even get a play on the show. We'd love to hear from you guys. Thank you so much. And here, Mark Sanborn, thank you for co-hosting this show with me. 100 episodes, 100 tribulations. It's never easy to do, but it's always fun. And you're an awesome co-host. I couldn't have done it with anyone else. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for you too.
And thank you everyone else for listening to the show. We appreciate it so much. And we will see you guys next week. Let's go have a peace. We're out, man. Let's get out of here. Got 100 episodes. It's time to go have a beer.